This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And for today's Monday Mini, we are talking about, for a quick content warning, some internalized ableism, some mentions of disordered eating. We're not really going to go into too much, but just to be super clear and super safe, take care of yourself. Because, yeah, it's happy Disability Pride Month. You can see our episode that we did about the history of Disability Pride Month. You can see our episode we did on the ADA. As well, and how that got passed. And I have been thinking about this. This is just sort of a check-in, because as we've mentioned a lot of times, we have recorded our audiobook for our forthcoming book. And one of the chapters I'm most anxious about is the chapter we did on disability rights, just because, the terminology is not agreed upon and it's changed a lot, which is kind of throughout our whole book is kind of that whole thing is there. But I'm anxious about that. I was telling Samantha, the book club we had this month, Care Work. I wish I had read that forever ago, to be honest, but I wish I had read it before I wrote that chapter because I was the one that wrote that chapter. It was just so helpful and informative. And that's one of those things where I keep having friends. I'm like expressing this nervousness about the book coming out, and they keep saying, like, you know, it was never going to be perfect, and all of those things. But I keep thinking, like, but I could have done this, but I could have known this, or I could have done it slightly differently. And yeah, and honestly, like, when it comes to this check-in, doing that audiobook, I think I said it in a previous episode, really open some kind of wound for me. And I have been struggling ever since we've done it, just with, like, sadness, like lying on the floor sobbing sadness, panic. I was telling you, I don't normally panic about, like, oh, I think I'm dying, but I have recently.
Oh, no.
I know. And I laugh. We've said before, I laugh a lot, but that's kind of my defense mechanism. I realize it's serious. Because I think there is a difference between sort of the joke we make about, like, you go on WebMD and are like, oh, gosh, I'm dying versus, like, and they can overlap, absolutely. But versus, like, oh my gosh, I actually think I'm dying. So that's new. And it has started since the audiobook, which I think is going to sound great. Please don't take this as some kind of, like, oh gosh, I shouldn't listen to it. It was just that I hadn't said those things aloud before.
Well, also, we talked about it previously, the level of panic in doing an audiobook when you're not expecting to do an audiobook. We didn't.
Yeah.
That was not a part of our contract, y'all. So it kind of came out of nowhere. And we could have opted out and not done it, but it felt like kind of self-effacing to not do it. I think that's the best way, like self-deprecating in a way that it's like, but we wrote these and we are proud of our words.
Yeah.
But as individuals who didn't expect and have anxiety when it comes to performance, we've talked about our level of anxiety. Like, we get geared up for a thing that's, especially if it's performance-based, especially when it's going to be forever, and especially when it feels like a judgment on us. And then we have our own high expectations. There is a level, especially when it comes to anxiety and mental health, that things like this trigger so much. And different people do different things. I give up. And you ramp up. So those are two different reactions. Yeah. I literally, this is why I'm like, I'm sleepy. I'm asleep forever. My new bedtime is now 10:30 and I love it. And I never go out anymore, to the fact that everybody's like, oh, you're out. Or I pulled a Samantha. And I'm like, what is that? What is that? But the truth of the matter is, like, this really does pull something. We talked about when we went to an event for the first time. For the both of us, we were panicked. And it caused us to have a mental lapse for a good couple of months. And so much self-doubt. There's nothing wrong. And if anybody outside of ourselves who felt very... they felt like we were commiserating. So it was so understandable for the two of us. But I think anybody outside of that would have been like, what? Y'all didn't do anything. What are you talking about? You just came out. Like, the reality is, what we see from our anxiety, from our depression, from our performance anxieties, it's so much bigger than it actually is. And it causes us to crash in a different manner. And when we did hear that, because we went back, we have to go back for pickups, y'all, and that's a whole different thing. You and I both said, wow, we sounded much better than we thought. And to the point that I'm like, they did a lot of work. Some kind of engineering happening all up in that for make us to sound that much better, because I could not recognize my own voice, which we listen to ourselves a lot because we have to. And I hate it. But it's nothing to do with what actually has come out of it, the product. It is everything to do with what's internalized. And sometimes stuff like that for you and myself, but it seems like for you more so, was so much more personal. So add that caveat to it, and I'm pretending like it doesn't exist. It makes it bigger. It does. It's the anxiety, the overwhelming. It's anxiety is so trivial of a word for what it really feels like.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things I've had to unpack with myself, because as we've mentioned, we kind of split up the chapters, and I did the one on disability. And at the end of every chapter, most every chapter, not all of them, but at the end of, there's a journal entry. And I was talking about kind of my own internalized ableism and this idea of it's stronger if you can ignore all these things, if you can handle the pain or whatever it is. And through this, I have been, as mentioned in a previous episode, recent previous episode, I have been trying to work on boundaries, but it's also become like, I get so torn between, I want to continue as I was continuing, which wasn't healthy, but I want to do it. But then it's also not healthy that I feel like I can't say why I can't continue. And then I just crash and I feel guilty and I feel terrible. And that chapter has given me a lot, because we wrote it a while back. And so I've reread it, and we did the audiobook, and I'm like, I wish I'd done it this way, or I wish I'd said it this way, or I wish I'd done this. And there's a lot of conversation, as with anything we talk about issues and the correct terminology. So I'm trying not to panic too much about that. But it just feels like a lot. It feels like a lot of responsibility, I guess.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have been trying to not feel guilt, or I've been trying to work on that internalized ableism, I guess. So one of the big things is we did an episode on it. I do not hear well out of my right ear. And a lot of the things I'm talking about too, I feel like Eves came on and did an episode about invisible disability. We recently had to fill out this thing for work where it was just kind of asking you to report, do you have a disability? And it had quite a list. And I struggled with it. I was like, what if this could be used against me? Like, I really thought about it for a long time. Even though I had like several that I was like, yes, 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 yes. And that's the thing, is I'm kind of struggling with, it feels so much lesser, I guess. It feels like, and that's part of the hallmark of internalized ableism, is that you feel like you're exaggerating. You feel like it's not that bad. You feel like you have to prove it, or you owe somebody some story about it, or that you can't ask for help, or that you're failing, or that you're less than, feeling like you have to get by, and that getting by is a good thing. So it's, I still struggle with it. I think I sat and stared at it for almost an hour and was like, do I?
Yeah. I think my own was like, I didn't realize it could be a disability. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I guess I do have a few things. Like, that was more than been like, I don't want to admit it. I was just like, oh, I didn't even think about it as, because we were taught that this, since it is invisible, since it's not as, could be seen as crippling or whatever, that it's not. So I was like, oh, I guess. So technically these are a couple of things that I do struggle with and I have been diagnosed with. So I guess that's the thing I need to put down, because initially I wouldn't. I do, like, not to tell too much of your medical history, that still, like, when we were doing the COVID boosters and you're like, oh, I have to wait, and I had to be like, boo, you have a big condition that qualified you a long time ago. What are you doing? And you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot. And I was like, You could die. Like, I think I yelled at you for a good minute because I was like, this is big. And this has everything to do with COVID. If you get the serious case, the initial cases, I was shutting people down because they could not breathe. What are you doing?
Yeah. And it was when you said that, I remember thinking, and this is part of, I think, that internalized ableism, is that I forgot. I just gotten so used to living with it. I don't think about it anymore. And that's also something I think about a lot because I also have migraines, which count. And when you get a migraine, it is such a reality check of what it's like to live without pain. You take it for granted. And then you get the migraine and you're like, oh my God. But you get used to it. Like if it's something you have to deal with, I don't know if get used to it is the correct way to say it. But for my, in my case, where it wasn't like it was causing me pain.
Right.
But it was just, I lived with it.
But you live with it. Mm-hmm. This is a part of your life. Like that, and I think that's what the more and more we talk about disabled people and disabled community, when people look at it and be like, oh, you're so strong. They're like, what? That's also internalized ableism in a manner of like, we live with it. That's what we do. We function. I don't know why you think we can't. And that's that bigger conversation that I often forget too, because it is that whole survivor porn type of conversation we talk about. We want to hear the sob stories and we feed off of it because it makes ourselves feel better to hear other people's strifes and struggles and how they survived or whatever, whatnot. And that's a pep talk for you. And that's like, that's real ableist.
Yeah.
That's real bad. That's real bad.
It is.
Like, enable in every way. And that's that whole level of like, but it's just a part of life and you live. And that's the point. And they, people thrive. And that's it. That's the end. And it's not so bad that you forgot about it or don't think of it as a disability. It's just literally, I exist. It happens. What do you want for me to say?
That's how it is. That's how it's been. But it was interesting, speaking of that, because I do have, trouble with my right ear, and it's gotten worse. And it does impact, it impacts my life regularly, and especially in an audio forum where I literally was too afraid to tell my boss about it because I was afraid they would fire me once they found out. And it's gotten worse, and I thought I had, like, set up this boundary, and I was going to tell this audio team we were working with, like, please place me this in this seat. And it didn't work out, mostly because of timing. But it was kind of a letdown because I felt like I was going to make the stride and I was going to say it and it was going to be okay. And then I didn't get to, and then I couldn't hear anything. And I didn't, just kind of sat there awkwardly. But I will say, recently, I have a friend who's also suffering hearing problems. And we're doing a movie, Coda. And when I was researching it, Coda is about children of deaf adults. When I was researching it, I found a forum that was just people hard of hearing. And when I was looking into it, I was just so like, oh yeah, I do that too. It was just like tiny little things. It was tiny, tiny. But I was like, oh, and it felt so amazing to be like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I do that too. Yeah. So I'm hoping I didn't get to like set my boundary or just say what I need, honestly, say what I need this time. But I'm hoping next time I'll be able to do it because it is. I mean, it's just like a thing. Like you could just sit me on this side and then I can I can do it.
Yeah.
It's my right ear.
I always forget which ear. Because I try to remember, especially when you give me the confused look and I realize what's happening and you won't say it out loud and I'm like, she's confused. Oh, but I keep forgetting which ear it is.
Yeah, well, it's because my left ear can act up sometimes too. It's because I have curvy eardrums and my doctor tells me that it means a lot of earwax gets built up. Curvy, but my right ear is much more serious.
Which yours is wet and mine is dry. And that's a thing I just found out. True. I'm still shocked by this, just so you know.
It's true, listeners. We had a whole conversation about this. But it does. I mean, like, literally, that party where everybody was, I felt so awkward. It was because I couldn't hear anybody. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'm working on. But I'm also, I really did find a lot of connection and kind of camaraderie research in Coda because I was just like,
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I have also had a lot of eating troubles lately. I feel like I have these cycles where I'm doing pretty well and then I cycle and I'm not. But I have to set an alarm to eat. I don't get hungry. And I haven't done that. So I'm going to start doing it again, I think.
Don't make me bring you back over here to eat all the meat.
All the meat. We need to have a meat day. We haven't had a meat day in a while.
Yeah, we do. Literally, you're like, can I please stop eating?
That's the issue, though. I feel like this is the big thing I'm trying to drive home with what I experience is that I don't connect to my body. I should be able to be like, oh, I'm hungry. Doesn't do it. And with like the hearing, it's just so... I just don't think about it. And that's part of this internalized ableism is I just have, like, I'm not going to bother anybody about it. I'm not going to do anything about it. It's fine. When you could, like, I could be so much healthier or happier, just more comfortable.
Yeah. But you got to also, like, for my point, like, I come from a very Southern home that feeds everyone and everything. And you will take food home with you, damn it, type of personality. I can't stand it. And my way of showing love is trying to take care of you. And oftentimes the best way I can do that is through food. Because I have nothing else. Right? Like for the longest time, I couldn't afford anything. So I'm like, I will feed you. Like even today when we go out to eat or something, I'll pay for people because I'm like, I want to feed you. This is what I do. I love you. I might not say it at all. And I might not touch you. And I might not respond to your text. But I will feed you. But that's not a great habit either. Because in realizing like forcing people to be uncomfortable like that, when you think it's a love thing, and it's actually not. It's just a forceful, like, making myself feel less guilty. Not always the healthiest either. Which is why I said one day we ended up having a whole plan. I also plan things out as if I'm having a feast for 30,000 people, which was just the three of us. And I'm like, to be fair, my partner is just as bad, but he's like, I got a deal on brisket for like 50 pounds for $2. So I'm going to cook it all and we have to immediately eat it.
Yeah. Right. So that's,
I guess our pairing is not the best pairing for you specifically.
I think we've all gotten better. And I get that. Like, I do that too. Sometimes, you know, you're just so excited to share something with someone or whatever it is that makes you, that is your, you know, love language, whatever.
I also believe that's part of the reason why for the first while you brought Marissa and Katie around. Hello, y'all. Because they appreciate the food facts because they do the same thing. So therefore, like, you're like, please give it to them. Don't do this to me.
No, I do. That's the thing. It's like, I am such a, the juxtaposition of I love everything you do, thank you. But also, like, yeah, I do get very full. But also, I can't waste food. It's like a nightmare.
You can't stop. Of a
Yeah. It's, it's, so it's like also me, for sure.
It's quite funny. I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's trying to pawn us off so we would stop force feeding you meat.
I'm like, please take this meat. Please. Please. But yeah, I mean... And there are, I will say too, I don't want to go into this today because I haven't really researched it, but I saw today people were fighting about what counts as a disability.
Wow.
And eating disorder was one of them, or just disordered eating.
I thought it has been. It's been definitely put in the DSM-5?
Yes.
Six? How many is there now?
I think it's six. Yes, it has been, but people were fighting about it. I saw it today. That it doesn't count. So I think that's a part of the conversation that's ongoing. But I mean, the general definition is that, like, does it impact your life? And I would say disordered eating, absolutely.
And it goes with body dysmorphia, for sure.
Exactly. So again, I haven't done the research. I just saw this happening, playing out. But I personally would say that is... a disability. I know addiction and like any kind of addictive disorders are also counted. And I would say food can fall under that. But yeah, and that's part of the issue that I personally am experiencing, because everything that I have that falls under what is on our like work thing that we filled out, what is a disability, it's all invisible. And it does feel very like I felt very guilty. Reporting it, I felt very like I had to explain it. And then, yeah, I'm fighting. I'm like always at war with my own body about it. Like, no, you're stronger than this, which is so toxic. It's such a toxic mindset. But I am working on it. I'm trying. And I know a lot of people are. I think it's news. I don't think you're alone at all, Samantha. When Eves came on and was telling me what's included in the ADA is invisible disabilities or just disabilities in general, I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. So I'm hoping that conversation will move forward and more people will realize those things that they've just been living with and continue to work through. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't.
Ideally,
it doesn't have to be that way. Mm-hmm. I hate that I have to say it, but that is true. Currently, that is true. But yeah, that's just where I am. I was looking back over our book club pick for Disability Pride Month last year, Queen of Geek. And I was enjoying it. So this wasn't like a super uplifting episode. I hope a lot of you could connect to it. Or, well, no. I hope that by sharing this, some of you don't feel so alone. I'll say that. But there's plenty of really uplifting things happening. And the work people are doing, amazing. So we're going to highlight some of that, like in our book club especially. But search it out. Because I bet, unfortunately, you haven't heard of a lot of this stuff. Are a lot of these just ways of thinking. So, all right. Well, you can find us You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and a book. Yes, as mentioned, you can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. You can also pre-order it on Audible. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.